Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Hey, Tony, accidentally something happened. You got cut off. Call back in. We've got great guests today. I'm very excited about this show that's coming up. It's going to be a world premiere. And I want you to check it out. It's called All Aboard. Okay, it's really going to be terrific. It's going to be, I don't know how to describe it. It's new, it's inventive, it's lively. I think you're going to love it. And it's just great. The book is by Tony Sportiello. And he's performed all over the world, New York, London, Dallas. And I think what we'd do is we're going to start with a little song, and he'll be calling back in a moment, and we'll check it out. All aboard. All right. I guess it's always good to start with something sweet, so let's start with this. Wait, not that one. Sorry about that. Here we go.
We take the truth and spin it. We take his faults, add some schmaltz, and spin it.
For what are facts but mere abstracts? We correct misconceptions, then we don't take questions.
That's the dance they call the spin.
You add a soundbite here and a soundbite there. That's the dance they call the spin. You turn to the left or you turn to the right. It all depends upon the wind.
First you vote for it, then you vote against it, and what did you know and when you know it? Are you better off now or were you better off then? That's the dance they call the spin.
The buck stops here, then the buck stops there. Let me make this perfectly clear. Are you now or have you ever been? That's the dance they call the spin.
Let me say this about that. I am not a crook. Government's best that governs least. I'm from the government, and I'm here to help. I love the dance they call the spin.
You add a soundbite here and a soundbite there. That's the dance they call the spin. You turn to the left or you turn to the right. It all depends upon the wind.
Megyn Kelly was going through her menopause. Global warming was China's invention. And my hands are not small. They're bigger than Limbaugh's. That's the dance they call the spin.
I could have stayed home and baked cookies with nuts. Or some Stand By Your Man. I really love Bill, but love to cut off his butt. That's the dance they call the spin.
Let me say this about that. I am not a crook. I love saying that. Government's best that governs least. I'm from the government and I'm here to help. And that's the dance they call the spin. And that's the dance.
And that's the dance.
And that's the dance.
And that's the dance.
And that's the dance they call the spin.
Oh, loving it. Loving it already. One song in. All right, I'm going to open up Tony's mic now. Thank you for calling back in. I see you there. I'm opening up your mic. There you go, Tony.
Hello?
Sorry about that. We got somehow cut off, but you're back, and that's what matters.
No worries.
I love the first song. Already I'm in love. I'm already.
Oh, great. Great. Yeah, that is.
I love the rhythm
the
and
spin, obviously written by Al Tapper, music and lyrics.
Yes, Al Tapper. I love him. He is phenomenal, legend, award winning. Got the Peabody Award. He's got all these books. I mean, how do you describe a man who does everything? I mean, he's got award-winning plays. He's done the Peabody, the Jewish Legacy, the Jewish composers. I mean, there's so much. There's just so much, and he's always working on something. Now, how did you two meet? You and Al Tapper.
Well, actually, I was the artistic director of a theater company back in the 90s and the early 2000s, and Al had been very successful in doing what he did. Among some of that was simply recording music and producing music and writing shows and all this. But he wasn't really a producer such. So we were introduced by a friend of ours, a mutual friend of ours, and I loved what he had. I worked on his show. The first show that we worked on was a show that originally started out calling I Never Sang for My Therapist. And it eventually turned into Sessions, the musical, and it ran for 300 performances at the Algonquin Theater back in 2009-2010.
Wow. I love the title.
I know.
That's
well,
great.
We changed the title. Maybe we shouldn't have. Maybe it would have run longer. But, 300 performances was pretty good. And then it actually went to Guadalajara, Mexico, where it won the equivalent of the Tony Award for the best musical.
Yes, and you've also been published quite a lot as well by Samuel French. And tell us about your award-winning plays, please.
Well,
National Pastime.
National Pastime was interesting because Al and I worked on that as well. National Pastime began as an hour-long show for the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. The Hall of Fame had requested a short bit of entertainment to have along with their induction weekends. So I wrote this small piece called National Pastime. Then when I met Al and we were finished with doing Sessions and an evening at the Carlisle, which also ran for 6 months at the theater, we decided, you know what, maybe National Pastime should be a musical since it was so short, relatively, we could add 45 minutes worth of songs, and the subject matter was very light, and it made for an ideal musical. So we did that, and it ran into the Hall of Fame. Then it went to Washington, D.C., then New York, Scranton, Phoenix, Austin. Last it was at Bucks County Playhouse, directed by Hunter Foster, and hopefully it'll be back in New York soon.
Wow, and you've done so much over the years, and I'm telling you, I just one song in, and I'm like hooked. One song in, I just love it. I love the harmonies. I love the you have me at harmonies. I think that's it.
Great,
yeah, I'm
and
very
it's
good
so
at that.
Great, and yes, and but it's lively, and I like what you said about just being some pleasant plays out there.
Yes.
You know, just something to end. Let's get back to entertaining. Let's get back to why we go to the theater, and that's to lose ourselves and to just get lost and entertained, and it's all about that. Now, how did you come about with the book? What was your impetus for the book?
Sure. When I was over at the Workshop Theater Company, where I was the artistic director for there from 1999 to 2003, I think, dates may be a little off, but somewhere around there, we were developing new plays. That's what we did. And we had a group of actors, really strong actors, where you just wanted to write plays for them. I wanted to write a play for 10 of the actors, and what I decided to do was to write 5 separate scenes on board a train. Hello?
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, sorry. So I said I'm writing 5 separate one acts on board a train so that I could get 10 of these really great actors on stage. And also, I used to come into New York from the New Jersey Transit, and it would take like 20 minutes a stop. So it seemed like an ideal setting for a one-act piece. So there were 5 different scenes, 5 different couples, and they all had a different story. So when we decided to go, after National Pastime was kind of settled, we decided, what are we going to work on now? And I said, well, you know, I've got these plays here that maybe if they would develop music into it, we could use 3 of them, set on board the train, put some songs into them, and we could tell a fun little story about these 3 separate couples. And the great part
about... Can I ask you just a second, Tony? When you say, which train was it that you were coming in on, just because I want to know.
Well, I was coming in on the New Jersey Transit. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that this train that we're doing is set on board the New Jersey Transit. It may be an Amtrak. It may be a Metroline. We're not 100% sure ourselves. It may just be a total train out of the ethereal, you know, somewhere that's above and beyond the grounded earth here.
Now, I'm assuming the book came first and then the music, of course.
It did. In this case, the book came first, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I selected
You were on the train. You were on the train, and you thought. I know you said that you wanted to write something for the actors, but what was that one moment? You're sitting on the train, and it hit you. What did you see?
What I was doing is I was sitting on board the train, and it was late. I was coming either into New Jersey or into New York. I can't remember which, but it was empty. You know, because late at night, 10 o'clock, 10:30 or such, you can get on board a New Jersey Transit at any rate, and you can have the entire car to yourself. And I thought, well, you know, we could actually do a scene here since no one else is around. And the nice part about the 20-minute stops is that it gives you a beginning, a middle, and an end. You have to finish the story by the time you reach the next destination.
Oh, interesting. That's very interesting.
So then I started to think about what stories would work in 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. That's very, you know, that's the kind of thing I'd like to ask people, because we don't know, you know, we see the musical, but how did you, the original moment, the baby, was born, and that is very interesting. And now, then you brought this to, you've known Al, you've worked with Al Tapper a long time, and he's a terrifically talented man, and you said, Al, I have this idea, or?
No, Al comes to me. As soon as we are finished with one show, and even sometimes before, Al says, well, what are we doing next?
Oh,
you know,
wow.
That's been
Al.
The modus operandi, yes, throughout our entire relationship, is what are we doing next? Even as we begin to open up all the board, we're going to be thinking about what are we doing next.
Oh, wow. It's so great. And the collaboration. Now, between the book, okay, because, you know, that's your baby, and the music and lyrics, which are Al's,
yes.
You know Al, what do you think, what's his jump-off point? What's his thing? Does he read the whole story, or does he just start with, I like this, and I'm going with this? What do you think he does, his process?
Well, it's a great question. I mean, Al and myself, we actually very well suited, because we both love the early part of 20th century, and his inspiration is along the lines of Richard Rodgers, Cole Porter, Irving Berlin, George Gershwin, that type of stuff. So that is the type of stuff that he writes, and it fits in perfectly with my writing, which is a throwback to the early days of the 20s, 30s, and 40s of Broadway. We named the Algonquin Theater because of the Algonquin Roundtable, George Kaufman, Moss Hart, all of those people.
Yes, Dorothy Parker.
Dorothy Parker, of course.
Edna Ferber.
Edna Ferber, yeah. I mean, the whole Groucho Marx and Chico Marx and Harpo Marx actually was more there, and George Bernard Shaw. So, you know, what will happen is that I will give him a scene, and we will talk about what needs to be musicalized, because what will eventually happen is that I will remove some dialogue because we can tell it better or more effectively in a song.
Oh,
so we'll look at this passage. And we'll,
I love this process, because a lot of my listeners don't know, how do they write a musical? This is like a little gems here. I love this. And
it's
so great. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, one of the things about the 21st century that has made it possible is that you used to have to be in the same room together, and it's still ideal. But we basically have developed the last couple of musicals through the Internet. You know, I will send him the script. He will send me back the song. We will work on he'll work on the lyrics and such, and I'll work on leading into the song and leading out of the song. And only occasionally do we actually sit down and get together and in person and go through it. We do 90% of our stuff that we've developed over the last couple of years has been done online.
Wow, isn't that amazing what technology has done and shown for us? Now that you say that, and I'm thinking of The Spin,
yes.
Am I almost getting like a slight flavor of the old-fashioned cakewalk?
Yes, I think so. Now, some of that is still in development, and we're going to see with our director, Warren Friedman, what he comes up with. He's also choreographing it. But, yes, it certainly has that feel to it.
I want to see like Tommy Tunes, you know, step back, step forward, cakewalk
exactly.
Kind of dance in there. That
yes.
is kind of. I am so looking forward to seeing this, and I can't tell you how great it's going to be, because you're actually a block away from me.
Oh, is that right? That's
great.
You
are so close, and I have to say, listeners, this theater is don't. It says why. But it has an amazing off-Broadway theater. It's a little-known gem of a theater that these major productions are done in. And the true theater followers go to this theater all the time. I love the stage there.
I first found out about it because the New York Fringe was doing shows in it.
Oh, yes. And it's an
amazing
theater.
Yeah, and I saw a couple of those, sure. Mm-hmm.
You go in, and, yes, I know it says Y outside, but don't be misled by that. This is a real, real off-Broadway Equity House Theater. It's wonderfully laid out. It is soundproof. It is a great stage Yeah. I've performed there myself, and I love it. When I heard it was there, I was like, oh, great. Now, it's a block away, but I was also
thinking,
what a great venue to put it on in. And that's
It really is. They do an amazing job there.
Have you been in to see it yet?
I've been a number of times.
Oh, terrific. And I just want to say, so the dates are February 17th to March 1st, and that's
March
14th
5th,
Street
actually.
Y. March 5th. You're right. My ink was blurred. March 5th, and hopefully it'll be extended and go to more venues. And also that's the 14th Street Y, 14th and Avenue A. Very easy to get to if you're in New York City. You can take the L train across. It's a main stop for all the subways. Also, and if they want to buy tickets or find out more information, they can go to www.allaboardthemusical.com. Mm-hmm. And it's just, can I play another song? Do you mind? Want to sit down coffee while I share another song?
I would love it.
All right. I love it. I'm telling you, I'm in love with it already. Okay, I'm going to play, let's see, pick one here, which is What Makes a Hero. Here we go.
Oh, wonderful.
I have a hero in my life. In my eyes, he stands 10 feet tall. When I'm feeling maudlin or weary, he's there.
Song. It's one of my favorites in the show.
And I do like, I see what you mean, how you took some of the script away to put it into the song. Now I'm seeing that more. which is so nice. And also, I want to mention that there's a lot of times available to see the show as well. And I have them here. Let's see, February 17th at 7 p.m., Saturday the 18th at 2 p.m., and the official opening night is Saturday the 18th at 7 p.m.
Right.
And
right.
We'll mention the actors, Brian DeMar Jones, Sammy Sadicario, and Nathan Oesterle.
Your guess is as good as mine. I think it's Nathan Oesterle. But we're going to find out. And I want to mention, you know, it's being produced by Sonia Carrion, the girl behind the Curtain Productions, who worked with us in the past, and she's just terrific. She's a go-getter, one of these really high-powered, high-energy producers.
Oh, yes,
that,
I saw
you want to have
credit.
On your team.
Very impressive. And
yeah.
That's the thing. I want to encourage everyone to go, because this is a little-known gem of a theater that, you know, we locals know it's there. But when
right.
people come down, they are so impressed when they walk in, and they go, this is here. This is like being on Theater Row. This is amazing. It's an amazing space. It is, and it's an amazing space. And the bonus to coming to see the show is all the great restaurants in this area. So
absolutely,
it's a great bonus as well. And we're going to have Al on Tapper probably separately again, and we're going to talk some more about
sure.
the show. And I love that that last song. And briefly, could you tell us a little bit about the show, but don't give it away, because
yes.
I didn't want to read what it said because I didn't want to give it away. Just
no, absolutely.
Briefly, give us a taste.
As I mentioned, it's about three separate couples, and each three have different problems. Now, the fun of it is that the same two actors play all three of the couples, so you get to see them stretch and perform in ways that will probably amaze you with their versatility. But the first couple is a married couple, and the husband has got a decision to make, and he's bringing it on his wife, probably at the worst possible time, but you'd have to see how that works out. The second one, which is where you played the spin, these are a pair of spin doctors, political spin doctors, whose job is to actually make their client, Republican or Democrat, doesn't make any difference, they have to make their client look good, and they are now suddenly embroiled in a political scandal, the likes of which they haven't seen before. So they got to figure out how to get out of this mess. And the third one, which I won't give too much away, but the third where you just – I'm sorry?
I said, okay, don't.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I won't. The third one is basically about a businesswoman who gets a very unexpected visitor on board her train and suddenly has to figure out for herself where it is she's going in life, whether or not the making of money and the time and the focus and the energy that she's putting into this while alienating everybody else in her life is going to be worth it to her in the end.
Oh, I can't wait for this. I think I'm going to come official opening night. I can't
right.
wait to see this. I want to tell everybody about it, and I just want again to say this is the world premiere, All Aboard, booked
yep.
by Tony
yep.
Sportiello, music and lyrics
uh-huh.
by Al Tapper, directed by Warren Scott Friedman, and the cast, I saw the pictures of them. They're actually, I put them on the scroll, they actually look delightful and just so engaging that I can't wait to see this. And I'm going to have Al back on. And, again, go to www.allaboardthemusical.com/tickets for tickets. And we also have a number, if you want to call, 646-395-4310, 646-395-4310. www.allaboardthemusical.com/tickets. You're going to love this, and can you believe a half hour has flown by? Because you were so engaging, darn you!
It's great. You're a wonderful host.
And you know what? I think I will. Let's see. We have a couple of minutes. Is there anything you'd like to add? And then I'm going to go out on the last song.
Sure. Very quickly, I think as you described, it's a fun evening of theater. There are a lot of great songs in it. There's a lot of humor in it, and it's designed to have make everybody have a great time when they leave. It's short. It's about an hour 20, no intermission, so you can get to those restaurants that you were talking about or those bars in and around the area quickly afterwards. And the theater is gorgeous. The actors are tremendous. The director is wonderful. My wife is actually assistant directing, and she's wonderful too. And, you know, everything has been going on, knock on wood, been going so well for us that we're going to keep our fingers crossed and hope we don't reach any bumps in this, but we're really looking forward to it.
I don't think you will, just from what I've heard so far. And I would like to also interject that just thinking about it just now, just the feeling I get from the songs, this is a great date musical. Or a great meet-up musical for your meet-up people out there. If you want to have a place to come meet other people, this is a great place to go for meet-ups and to see this show. But it does have... I did that last song just gave me chills, I have to say. I was like, ooh, that gave me chills. I really just enjoyed it. www.allaboard.com. Go check it out. If you want more information, just contact them. And I'm sure they have a contact number there. I'm so glad that Gail Parento brought your show to my attention because I'm so looking forward to it, and I'm definitely going to be looking for the posters and everything up at my Y, and a great theater. And let's also mention the Girl Behind the Curtain production, Sonia Carrion. And let's see, under the direction of, is that, what's your wife's name? By the way, let's
Kelly
mention
McGuire.
Your wife.
Kelly
okay,
McGuire.
Yeah.
We actually met doing the show. We were introduced as she auditioned for the first of Al's shows.
You're a smart man, Tony, but you're Italian, I guess, so it's... You're a smart man. Thank you for being a guest on our show today. And we're going to go out with the conductor. All right, here we go. All aboard the conductor. I love this show already.
Okay, maybe you can't move a mountain range or find a word that's rhyming with orange. Still, there's nothing in your life that you can't change. If you're willing, I hope you learned a few things today, that what you can do another way. Life's not made of stone, it's made of clay. It needs massaging. If I count to three, tell me what will you see? The magician in me or heaven's door? Spend an hour with me and I won't charge you a fee. I'll tell you how life should be, but it's not worth a damn. You should tell me to scram and just be what you am. I told all of you when you walked in, there's never been a place I haven't been. I take the truth, exaggerate, and spin. Hey, I'm the maestro. And remember, track number three stops in Philly, then Washington, D.C. from Baltimore. Place your tickets, please, behind your seat or on your knee so I can punch them with ease. Sit up straight or recline. You'll have time for a shine or a quick glass of wine. Before the end of the line, before the end of the line, before the end of the line. All aboard!
Well, I think I picked a good song to go out with, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
I'd like to thank our guest today. Tony, I hear you're still there. I see you. Tony, thank you. Any last words you want to say? Just break a leg, everybody, I guess, right?
There you go. Break a leg, everybody.
Okay. Thank you for being a guest, and we'll talk to Al soon. I'm looking forward to the opening of the show. It's a 14th Street Y, easy access, great restaurants, a fun date evening. Everybody come. Thank you for joining us, and don't forget to listen to Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters, tomorrow at 4 p.m. Always great. And by the way, Tony, you have someone listening outside of Amsterdam. So hopefully I see them in the chat room. Hopefully the show will make it to Amsterdam too. Let's hope for the world tour. Thank you for being a guest today on Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. I'm all about the music. Loving it. All right, everyone. Big kiss. Bye-bye.